Alicia Keys. How you doing this morning, Alicia Keys?
I'm amazing. How you feeling?
Yes, you are amazing. You know what? Like I said, I can't complain. It'd be wrong if I did. I feel fabulous, thank God. Everything good with you this morning?
Yes, everything is good. Another day woke up. Every day is great.
Yeah, so if we can conversate, then I'm like, all right, well, I'm over the curve. This is good. You know what I'm saying? All I can do now is build on it to make it better. Now, Alicia Keys, there is a new album coming from you, and the new album drops for us in December?
Yes, December 1st, the new album drops.
I heard that. Now, as far as getting back into the studio, are you always creating, Alicia Keys?
You know, it all depends. I'm definitely always in a creative space, but sometimes it depends. When I'm on the road for a long time, you know, I start to kind of need to come home and kind of come back into everyday world and not going from city to city, and then I start to really create again. So it all depends. I'm always, definitely there's always the chance to create, but I find when I come back home and I settle into being home again, I get creative all over again.
Now, when it comes to the new album, like you got yourself, Alicia Keys, there is a library and there's an expectation that we have for Alicia Keys. And is that a pressure, or is it just, you just kind of get in it and create the best music that you can?
Definitely. I mean, that same expectation you have for me, I have for myself, you know, and it's just a natural thing. So when I go into the studio, it's my desire to make the best music that I can and really express myself as honestly as I can. And I don't really worry about the rest. I don't make it like some big pressure thing, like I have to live up to something. I just keep doing what I'm doing, and I feel like if I'm going to love it, then you're going to love it, because I'm being myself, and you're going to, you know, love that about me. So I just let it flow and do great music.
Now, what do we get from the album? And the album title is?
The album is called The Element of Freedom.
The Element of Freedom. And why that title?
It's called that because every song on this record, you're going to get an element of freedom. And you're going to feel free. And for me, I feel like everybody is looking for that. We're looking for those wings that we can fly and be unstoppable. And I'm definitely all about being unstoppable. And when you hear this music, you're going to feel unstoppable. So the music just, it takes you there. It's very different. It sounds different for me, but it feels like me, but it's a different sound. So it's a freedom in expressing yourself and being yourself.
Is that challenging also when you say it feels like me, but it's a little different? Is that something that just kind of organically comes? Or you know how when you listen to radio, there's a sound that everybody's trying to create? Not that you're going after that role, but is that just something that come up organically? Like, man, this is a little different from Alicia Keys.
Yeah, it has been happening organically as the music's been created and I've been creating the music. It just, you know, there's like a new tone to it, a new feel to it. And I think that happens naturally because you grow and you try new things, you experiment with new sounds, and, you know, you move into new zones. And so that comes through the music. So it's going to be a natural thing. You're going to totally feel it. Don't worry about it.
Well, Alicia, I have to ask you, what type of songs will we get on the album? Because it's like, with this last album, it's like you took us for love with, you know, Reckless Love, and then you had, like, I Never See You Again, where there's Heartache, and No One. It's like, you know, you have all these expectations of, like, as a fan, for me, I'm like, okay, what do we get on this album? Like, what type of songs will we get?
You know, there's a lot of different style of songs on there, because, you know, life is so complex, so I definitely express the different things I feel. So Be It With Doesn't Mean Anything, where it really talks about you can have all these big dreams and want to be very successful, but what does all that matter if it doesn't mean anything if you don't have love in your life, you know, and if you don't really experience that, all those things are meaningless. So you have that style. You have the next single, which is called Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart, which is really, I think its title definitely says it all. I mean, if you've ever tried to sleep with a broken heart, it's not easy. So it's like about, that song is about moving on and moving on without the person, but you still, even though you're trying to move on, it doesn't remove the fact that you feel for this person.
Can you email that to us right now?
I know, like, why do I want to hear it already?
Because I know somebody that needs that in their life right now. If listen, not to take away from Doesn't Mean Anything, but can you just get that to me right now so I can just play this for her?
Like, I'm on the MP3.
Good Lord have mercy. Now do we have collaborations on the album?
You know, there aren't any collaborations on the album on, like, you know, for artist-wise at this point. I'm finishing up a couple of more songs before I totally wrap it up, so maybe something will come up. But as of right now, I don't really go too heavy
with
collaborations on my records. But I'm loving that Jay-Z joint that we did together.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you,
man.
Killed
you,
it live.
Jay-Z, and Lil Mama are ridiculous. Let me tell you, man, the super group, I was like, man.
Super group.
I was like, that was such a great introduction, because you got to think, Alicia Keys, it was like Jay-Z was like Santa Claus at the Hollywood Christmas Parade. It was like 10 minutes coming up, Jay-Z. You see him rolling through the city. We're anticipating Jay-Z. And just for you guys to get out there on stage and then introduce the super group and Lil Mama come out and B-Boy pose with you guys, it was amazing. Now, did y'all do that in rehearsal, or is that just one of those things you're like, baby girl, we're going to introduce you tonight. Let them know.
You know, some things, they just have to be a surprise.
Alicia, really? Did your stomach drop when you seen her take the stage?
No, I didn't actually even see it until I got home.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
On the internet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, man, wow.
Because she just walked out like she belongs. She's like, hey, we here. New York.
Let that be a lesson to everybody that, you know, if you execute with confidence, there's nothing you can't do.
You know what? But you know what? Also, and let this be a lesson to somebody, too. You know, to everybody out there. Sometimes just sit your ass in your seat. Just sit down, you know what I'm saying, and wait for your time. You know what I'm saying? Even Jay-Z tried to do one of those swats, like, he tried to, like, get back, please, little mama. Please, this ain't, you know, America's Best Dance Crew. We doing something here. Now, the album drops on December 1st, and that's also, it was brought to my attention that that's also World AIDS Day.
Yes, correct, definitely. And the work that I do with my organization, Keep a Child Alive, is all about providing the medicine for children and families who have AIDS and can't afford it. So it's definitely intentional that I'm putting my record out on December 1st so that, you know, my passion for music can also mix with my passion for the world, and we can, you know, celebrate the way that we can work together.
Alicia Keys, is that important to use your celebrity for those kind of events and charitable situations where a lot of people look at you for the music, but it's also like, let me use this so I can open a lot of eyes to a situation that's going on?
Yeah, I think that's definitely really important for me. That's an important thing. I mean, if I have the opportunity and I have the chance to talk to people and maybe open them up to something that they didn't really know about or weren't aware about, then, yeah, I want to take that chance.
I heard that. Alicia Keys, we definitely thank you for calling in and checking in the neighborhood. And Alicia Keys, good Lord, you got to come and sit down and sit down with us, man. You check in with the neighborhood, but we gave her a lap dance one day, and I think it scared the hell out of her.
Yes. She never came back after that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I've lost 300 pounds. I got a lot of loose skin, but, you know, when you come on.
Amazing, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was looking for that compliment. You fell right into it. I appreciate that.
You were fishing.
Yes, I was. Alicia Keys, thank you so much, my love, and we appreciate you for everything that you do, and also for the great music, for the great person that you are. And tell Lil Mama at rehearsal tonight that we said hello.
All right, for sure.
All right, baby girl, you be good. All right, Alicia
much
Keys.
Love to y'all.
All the time, back at you. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, big boy's
big
neighborhood.
Boy.
Alicia Keys, very talented.
She is so
man.
Dope.
Very and cool as hell.
And you could just tell that next single is going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's why I was like, just get it to me right now, man. And the super group of Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, and Lil Mama, it is going down.